transmitted by wireless, delivered to your room with the day's program.
PC Podcast.
Again, and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 707. I've got some weird and wonderful tracks for you. Weird, wonderful, Borrowed Blue. Well, that one was certainly Borrowed and Blue. That was an old track. That was by the Mansfields. I got that very, very years ago. We came out in 2008. I do like playing a bit of Psychobilly, and I was reading something the other day that it's 40 years since Psychobilly sort of appeared on the scene. And I remember being at university at the time. Yes, I am that old. Somebody I knew had bought Psychedelic Jungle by The Cramps, which is still one of my favourite psychobilly albums, the one with Goo Goo Muck on it. Very, very weird. Very, very marvellous. And obviously it's been going that long, and bands like The Meteors in the UK and The Mansfields, I think they're from... I can't remember where they're from. I'll have to find out. Got that years ago anyway, and it was absolutely marvellous to hear it again. I've got a couple of other old tracks who I'm going to play. I hope you... So we'll have to see what happens. Right, I have got more tracks for you. Let's begin with this one. This is called Echa. It's from Tropical Twister Records, and it comes out from a various artists album that they've just released, and it's by Shigara. Let's have a listen. We'll be right back. So two tracks for you there. We began with Shigara, a track called Echa, or Echa, from Tropical Twister Records. That is, let's have a little look. What have I got? Have I got any more information about this damn thing? I haven't, have I? Came out recently on Tropical Twister Records. Definitely worth checking that out. And then after that, we had Flavio Def, aka DJ Home, with a track called Astral Projection, which came out on Noisy Beat Records, from an album called Under Elektronische, which is a various artists album that came out on, so very good it was too. Right, I am very pleased to announce that I have got my hands on, well, I've had my hands on quite a while actually, from about May, the latest album by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. We have a new album of theirs. It is called, and I quote, Checking System, Disruption Detected. And honestly, I think it is perhaps the best album they've ever done, which is saying something because I've always enjoyed what they do. I shall be playing lots of tracks over the coming months. And we shall be playing this one first. This is the first single that's been released. I thought it should be the first single, and sure enough, it is the first single. Do I know something? I don't know. Let's have a listen and see what we think. This is Lewis Ling and the Bombs and a track called Freaky Deaky.
Ready to face the world.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So two tracks there for you. First of which was Lewis Ling and the Bombs, and I said the new single "Freaky Deaky" from the album. I can never remember the title of the album. Checking System Disruption Detected. Absolutely marvelous. Really, really good album. Really, really good stuff on there, and fantastic remixes. They got various people to have a go at remixes, including that second track I played you. That was by Spied Kicks. And it was a track called Night Ride. That comes from an album called A Pompous Whimsy Peak. And they're also, I think, available on Block Sonic, which is where the Lewis Ling and the Bombs album is coming out, which is a very strong label. I think the guys have put some stuff out before on Bandcamp and just released it themselves. I'm not sure if they've been actually involved with sort of the more heavyweight net labels, but Block Sonic is definitely one of the heavyweight net labels, and certainly a bit different because it's, you know, sort of mostly focused on sort of trip hop, hip hop type stuff, or you know, that sort of thing. So that's going to be very interesting to see what Spied Kicks can do with a Lewis Ling album track, and there's a few other ones there, including a dub reggae version of one of their tracks. Can you believe that? I can. I'm looking forward to playing that one for you. Yes, indeed. Yes. Right, let's go for a couple of old tracks now. I dug this out. I'm not sure if I've ever placed it. Have I played this one? I think I might have played it. I can't remember whether I played some of these tracks or not. I've been trying to dig out some tracks from artists that perhaps I haven't played, or artists that I have played, but not the particular track. I can't remember with this one. Anyway, this is All Over My Face, the J-Star remix by My Toys Like Me. I think Ro will like this one.
Darkness. pieces put together that just don't fit out. Break the world apart and you just tap it out. Stars and wishes all over my face. I'm young and the life ahead of me.
Your creature comforts.
PC Podcast.
Für dich da, weil ihr mal da.
yes, yes, good stuff. My Toys Like Me was first of the two tracks I played there, with a track called All Over My Face. That was the J-Star remix. I'm not sure that comes from a particular album, but I did rather enjoy playing that. My Toys Like Me was sort of quite childlike in some of the vocals, and myself and Rowley from Dog Compass are particularly like those sounds. That goes back to 2007, that particular track, really enjoyed it. And then after that, go to 2008, we had Fun Freunde and with a track called False Freunde, and that comes from the album Fun Freunde 2, which is rather good. I really, really love hearing stuff in different languages. No idea what they're singing about, but I've got a pretty good idea. But it's just good to get a different tone of voice and a different sound, and you can say things in different languages so well. In, you know, that was particularly German, and the way she was sort of screaming her head off at some point was particularly good in German. I mean, it might not sound good in French, I don't know. I suspect it sounds different in Russian, but anyway, let's move on. And I've got a track that's brand new, it's just come out. It is by you're going to see it as track 3 because all the ID3 tags are all wrong. It's by Jalila Raks Saki, Sharkai, with a track called Ranat Al Kulkal. Yes, yes. Let's just play it, shall we?
Thank you. kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got
weird and wonderful.
Thank you.
Two more tracks. The first was by Jalila Rakhshaki and a track called Ranet Al Kulkal. Came to me via Storyamp, and they do produce such very varied albums that come out, or they promote, rather, very varied albums. Rather enjoyed that one. And then after that, we heard Basic Need with On My Mind. The Seven Villas Music is that particular label. It comes from an album called Soft, Deep and Dark, number 4. And that's a various artists album now, so if you like that sort of thing, that's where you'll find it. Digging around for some old stuff, actually, I found this. I don't think I've played this. I really don't know. This is by the Passionistas, or Passionistas, rather, it says here. And a track called The Socialists. I can't even say this.
Yes, cause you pull a gun, doesn't give you a license to kill. Yes, cause you know all the protest songs, doesn't make you real. You're just a cop in ratty gloves, you're just a cop without the role. Cop, 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 cop. You want to smash the stage,
I'm not afraid to die.
Right. How many tracks did I play there? I can't remember. I think I might have played three, actually. We had The Passionistas and a track called The Socialists from an album called God's Boat, which goes back to 2007, would you believe? Rather nice. It was just a bit, it was quite sort of, what's the word? Naive, I think is the word I'd like to describe from them. Rather good. Only a very short track. And then we had Dengue Fever, a good old favourite of mine, 2005, a track called We Were Gunna. From their excellent album Escape from Dragon House, which is definitely the worst, their best place to start if you like that sort of stuff. Singing in Khmer, of course, from Cambodia. And then after that, we heard Xylo Chill and his track called DJ Whitecoat, the STT Master. And that comes from a new label to me called Bob's House, B-O-B-Z. Bob's House. And I think that was a Various Artists album. No, I'm not sure. Might not be. But I rather enjoyed playing that. So, yeah, have a listen to that if you can. Right, I'm going to play a track now. I've played them before. They're called Tantrum Zantrum. Now, I think they're of Russian extraction, but playing in London. They have been playing live, of course. They've played with Neil March's Trust the Dock Festival. I've been playing there, although I haven't seen them. This is a track called Next, and it is the radio edit version.
Pete Kogel.
Once is enough.
On a joué et perdu, c'est pillé, c'est tout vu. J'ai beau essayer d'essuyer le sang épais de tes plaies que tu n'as pas pensé. Tu n'as pas pensé. Tu n'as pas pensé. Sans effort, j'ai dansé dans ses bras, se sont relâchés avant l'arrivée de l'été. Mon absence a noyé mon essence, descend de mon nuage que je brûle ta page. Sans flancher, tu franchiras les caps, sans se farder pour mieux nous garder.
So the first track you heard of the last two was in Russian, and then the last track was in French. You don't get that many places, do you? I don't know what they were singing about, but does it really matter? The first was Tantrum Zantrum, a track called Next. And after that, we heard Marionette on a track called Sans Effort on La Souterraine Records. I picked up the Tantrum Zantrum one from Bandcamp. And the Souterraine album is called Allo Pop, Profit de Paradox, which is definitely worth checking out. They've got a few of those Allo Pop records. That is the latest one. Just came out a few, week and a bit ago, I think it was. I'm not quite sure. Here's a track from 2018. I actually didn't realise it was quite this old, but it's just come out recently in my understanding, shall we say. So I'll just play it. This is by Tronimal, and the track is called Robotics, Homo Machina.
A human may not injure another human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. A human must obey the orders given it by other human beings except where such orders would conflict with the first law. A human must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws.
Podcast.
Broadly social, abrasive at times, and yet with its own kind of feral attraction.
Nice bit of dub. Something to nod your head to, bounce around. Ras Tamanor was the particular artist. That came to us via Dubophonic. The track was called Judgment in the Rain from an album called Prayers, which came out earlier this year, I think. I've been trying to fit that in for a while, and today was the day. And before that, we heard Tronimal. I think I played something from Tronimal before, although I can't be sure. That was from an album, or a track actually, was called Robotics-Homo Machina, the Zortom remix, that's X-O-R-T-O-M remix. And that was from an album called Leaving Earth, The Remixes, which is rather good. Picked that up at Bandcamp, and that featured the three Laws of Robotics from Isaac Asimov. Awesome Asimov at the beginning, of course, as you heard. We haven't had an awful lot of chat in the chat room today. We've had Vince, really, that's all. He popped in a bit later on, and I suspect he's multitasking, as most people generally are when they come into the chat room. I will not be here for a chat room session for the next couple of weeks. I'm busy with other things, but there will be a podcast version, so that'll be out on the Friday as normal. I am going to leave you now then with one last track. This is by Zico, or Exico. X-I-C-O, and Zero Bala Sounds. This comes from a various artist album called Tropical Twister Anos. Sorry, Tropical Records 6 Anos, Volume 1. Strange title. And the track is called Samba Senegalis, which of course will give you a rough idea of what the sound is. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you'll come back next week for the podcast version. As I said, I will not be doing the streaming for a little while, but I don't think actually it matters, because I think an awful lot of people are on holiday, and probably picking up the podcast version is the sensible thing to do. So until then, I will see you soon, folks.
Aida, la vida, Aida, never done again. Never. A taste to remember, a name to forget.
Yeah, I have.